Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Trayvon, and I'm joined always by Big Jerv, a.k.a. John Gervais, Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison, and family is here. You know what I mean? He's somewhere complaining about the weather in Indianapolis. Same for Juju. We got Glasses, the Loke. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Black G while I'm on here. Black G, yeah.
Black G, cuz. All right. Man, I'm so glad I didn't go to All-Star Weekend. from what I've seen, it looks like What's Good Olympics.
Hold up, Trey. Hold on, good brother. My apologies. Before we get this thing rolling, I just kind of wanted just to holler at everybody real quick. You know what I'm saying? How old were y'all in like 94? If y'all want to reveal y'all ages and shit.
I was nine.
Oh, is that what the nine. Black forces are about?
It's a question on the floor. I'm not going to answer your question without answering mine.
I was 7 years old.
Right? Okay. 14. Yeah, I mean, no, Hey, look, me, I was 13. Right. In 94. Yeah,
young.
Yeah. I mean, you know, seen a lot though. Yo, did y'all know that in 94, it was like, I think 94, it was Illmatic, Southern Playlisted, Ready to Die. Like, that was like the crazy year. I think the first show was...
Jordan 9s, too.
Friends. Okay, Friends debuted in 94.
Martin
was five.
Yup. 94 was also the last year that a franchise won a Super Bowl. And I just felt the need to just bring that up real quick because at the time, you know, there was a lot of smoke sent my way. I was respectful. You know what I'm saying? Slapped niggas last year in the NFC Championship game. Had to hear niggas whine. All Super Bowl. Took our shine at the Super Bowl, right? Had to hear them whine all offseason. Slapped us. Made me realize we not that good this year. Had to still hear them whine and mention my team's name. Even was talking about us in the fucking Super Bowl week when niggas should have been focused on other shit. We still getting jabs thrown at us. And like, I just want to know, like, is Debo gonna come to the forefront at some point in time, yo? Like, niggas got, like, anybody know? I'm confused, yo. Like, my fault. I didn't mean to just hijack the show and shit. It's just, you know, I had the forces. I was ready. You know what I'm saying? We out here. We got we got our cigars. We got our little champagne that we was going to pop for the show.
Wait.
You know what I mean? Wait.
Time out. What are you smoking cigars for? Like,
oh, bro. I mean,
y'all got beat by Baker Mayfield, if I remember correctly. Is that
you?
Is
absolutely, that worth, bro. We wasn't
worth,
good.
Is that worth smoking cigars and popping champagne for? I didn't know that.
To have to hear you talk shit to me all year, text me during games.
Right.
Like, damn, the Eagles just going to give. And I never said anything. All I said was, hey, fam, y'all better finish the deal. Because if y'all don't finish the deal, I'm here and I'm on your heels. I'm on air. It's not just you, bro. Like, I don't want to just single you out. You just on the pod. So you catching this energy. You know what I mean? You catching my forces and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's other niggas. But it's just crazy. Niggas was texting me all year, talking all this shit just to do the same shit we did. And now y'all just, hey, bro, good luck next year, yo.
Yeah, Jerv. Also, y'all won the NFC Championship last year that you're so, like, hyped about. And y'all were so great when we didn't even have a quarterback, bro. Like, y'all played against
McCaffrey
as the
quarterback. Here we go.
I'm just
here
saying, we go. I'm not whining to nothing.
Okay, you bro. Hey, listen, man. That might be it, brother. You I'm just saying it was 1994. Boy. You was six. You never even really got an opportunity to enjoy these joints, bro. Like, your era, my team's better than your team in this era. You know why? Because in 2017, we did what you've never done. I've done what you've never done for your NFL franchise. And that is go to the motherfucking parade and have a sip all day. Cheers, good brother. I mean, now back, what was you saying, yo? NBA All-Star Weekend. My fault, bro.
Congratulations, Jerry. 2017 Super Bowl. Congratulations.
People actually hate the 49ers.
Hate them.
Hate.
I don't know what is going on. Like, this, I never, like, I don't really mess with football since I've been an adult. But, man, like, the Cowboy 49ers, Eagle 49ers,
I'll keep it real with you, bro. All the way 1,000%. I used to hate the Cowboys, still do, right? Like, that's just NFC East rivalry. Cowboys fans in Philadelphia, they're annoying as fuck. I don't get how you can be from, unless your area doesn't have a squad, I don't really understand the whole you picking a team, especially like the dominant team, right? You can tell me my uncle was this, my grandfather was this fan. All right, cool. Like, whatever. Like, I'm not judging on that. But Niners, like, I really did the math when, and like, ever since this whole little run, not the Kaepernick run, because it didn't really bother me. You know, it was the black quarterback. I actually wanted the Niners to win, but it was right around that time. I just noticed the arrogance of like a fan base. And I was like, oh shit, like, why? Like, these niggas haven't won since the Cowboys have won more recently. And we joke on them all the time. And this whole little run, and then, like, I don't know. And then specifically, there's players on this team that are just annoying as fuck, yo. Like, annoying.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Glasses. And this is the truth that, like, you know, it's a little bit too complex for niggas to really want to get into. But the fact that niggas went, like, only one team wins the Super Bowl. You feel me? So the rest of the teams is going at it.
Yep.
The Niners are the niggas who win all the time, other than the Super Bowl. So when it comes to beating Philly, let me finish, Jerv. Let me finish.
You know what? I'm gonna put on you because everybody else hear what I heard, so it's cool.
Let me finish because you just said you not worried about the Cowboys because they trash. You know, that's not even a real rivalry to y'all no more. So you not even
real. Whoa, never said that. I said I still just you put words in my mouth. I didn't say that though.
I didn't say you said it. I'm telling you what it is. So let me just finish what I'm saying. The Cowboys are not a threat to y'all. The Cowboys are not a real threat to y'all. Y'all play in the same division. Y'all know, like, okay, whenever come playoff time, them niggas ain't gonna do shit. We ain't worried about them. But y'all talk shit in between y'all fan bases because that's the NFC East. And the other teams, who are y'all really beefing with? That's what I'm saying. Y'all gotta come to us because the last time we played, what happened? You feel me? We ran up in y'all house and took y'all shit. So now you like, oh, the Niners are so arrogant. Yeah, nigga, because we beat y'all. You feel me? We've been to the NFC Championship game multiple times through the last decade, just like y'all. Right. You got the one Nick Foles Philly special Super Bowl. Congratulations. I clapped it up for you.
I will accept your congratulations.
Hey, I'm going to give you a solid, Jerv. Don't say that. Just keep doing the hand signs. They way better. Just mute yourself because that's player.
So y'all did y'all thing years ago, but them the old days, Jerv, and we actually have a better team. So we're going to see what happens again next year. When we line it up with y'all, hopefully y'all make it that far in the playoffs, and we're going to see what happens.
I'm crying.
Am I allowed to unmute myself now and talk? I mean, you know.
Bro, this was so excellent.
Hey, bro.
That was such a great moment of you just making hands. No, look. That nigga got to be, like, the greatest quarterback ever, dog. I swear to God, I ain't seen those. I don't watch a lot of football. I never did, but as a kid, I used to like it more. But as an adult, I ain't never seen nobody do this type of shit. This nigga is really like the Thanos of the 49ers, dog. He just be zapping them niggas every time. Why is that happening?
That nigga Patrick Mahomes is the truth.
He cold.
Dog. He just
probably
cold.
The greatest quarterback I ever saw, dog. Like, and don't get me wrong, I think, I don't know if he's going to have a career as great as Tom Brady, right? Because that's just different. But man, I ain't never seen nobody walk. This is crazy because, like, this remind me of, like, Magic Johnson dominance. You just walk into the league and just start winning and kicking ass. Yeah. Like, that don't really happen.
Hey, man. Nah. Don't start that Lakers shit now.
You know, I'm just saying, like, Magic Johnson was the last nigga that just walked into the professional sports and just kicked everybody
no,
ass.
No, you're right. You're right. They was Bomani had a good banter the other day talking about, you know, saying, comparing Pat to Jordan. And I was like, it's more Bird Magic. Yeah. Because his first 7 years, Magic won. It took Jordan to win after his first 7 years.
Once everybody kind of got old and it was over.
That's yeah. Well, I don't know. I ain't going to do all that.
I'm just saying it's closer to the truth if you watch basketball.
Yes, absolutely.
When them dudes was in their full power, like it was like he had no chance. Was
going all right, so.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
We joined by Chase and Cash. We're going to talk Super Bowl. Chase, what up? Welcome to the pod.
What's cracking, man? Good to see y'all boys, man.
What a do.
I'm chilling, man. Good. Chilling, man. Taking it easy on a Sunday, man. Watching y'all niggas talk shit.
Yeah, man. So we're going to jump right into it because, like, again, we got a – this is a very eventful show. You definitely can stick around if you may. But we just going to jump right into it. Super Bowl. Jerv shared the link. I think it was Jerv or Jason. And it was about Lil Wayne performing potentially next year in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is in New Orleans. For our listeners who don't know, could Lil Wayne headline the Super Bowl in New Orleans, Chase?
That is a no-brainer. We all know that for sure, for sure. I think Wayne in his later period of his career, let's say we could start with Lollipop. He has more than enough records as well as features to do what I think could do a dope enough medley, but I don't know if he can do it fully by himself. I think it may be in alignment with how the one previously in L.A. was, with like a couple rappers coming together with him and doing something of that nature. I would love to see Juvenile. I think Juvenile deserves it as well. I don't think you can have a show with Juvie. I don't think you can do the Super Bowl in New Orleans with Lil Wayne and not have Juvie involved. You know what I mean? That's kind of blasphemous. So, and I think we have other legends. Do you know what's fucked up? The one person who actually got the hits that they definitely not going to let in there is Mystical Crazy Ass, because he fucking fumbled the bag so bad. Mm-hmm. But he would be the other artist, because they're like the three biggest real hit makers out of the city. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we necessarily have the women. I think P could do something possibly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some kind of No Limit Cash Money medley. But I think ultimately Wayne and Juvie would be the ones that could be a part of something. I don't know if they can do the whole show themselves, but they definitely should be involved if they want to do something in the Super Bowl and honor hip hop.
Well, Glass, oh, go ahead, Jason.
I was gonna say, Chase, but what do you think about the vulgarity of like a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the records, but in particular, you know, I know it's a beloved record.
Bro, back that thing up, bro. Don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
I'm saying it's a middle of it's a middle of the day on Sunday. I'm just asking the questions that everybody gonna ask in the boardroom.
'90s, these songs blew up on the radio, so
I agree.
Edited version.
I agree, bro.
It was back that thing up before it was back that ass up worldwide. You know what I mean? So I need a hot, I need a hot girl. Can easily edit it. You know what I mean?
That was my shit.
Bling Bling already edited.
I think Bling Bling could, well, the lyrics and the verses, I don't know. It's going to be, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about Lil Wayne is.
Manny, you can do Manny Fresh verse on Bling Bling.
Lil Wayne is a real.
I think that's the beautiful thing about Cash Money, with them doing so much group music.
Yeah.
You pick whoever has the cleanest verse. One song, it might be Juvie. Wayne didn't curse back in the day when he was young. So you can pick Wayne. Right. You know what I mean? You can do the hook. You know what I mean? You can do a Manny verse. You ain't gonna do a Birdman verse. You a Manny? You can do Still Fly. They could do Still Fly. Let Me Slide in the Benz with the fist out fins. Like they could easily edit that. They have, I think, a Cash Money medley is more realistic than just, you know, going through one artist from theirs catalog.
Right. But maybe Cash Money, maybe Cash Money as a label, like you said, and do a medley with everybody's joints. But even I would love it. I think the way that, just to speak about like the other side, you know, like we've done niggas. We gave them like niggas for 5 years in a row. And that's where I think the rubber's going to meet the road. It's going to be interesting, because I 100% agree. Listen, Lil Wayne is my top three favorite rappers: Tupac, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne. Like, so I would love to see him even solo. I think would be great, and have some, you know, like you said, the features, and some people just come up and do their part, so he can get into his feature. Like, would, you know, T-Pain, whoever, will be fly as fuck. But it's getting real niggerish at that point. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And they was already complaining about Usher. I know y'all seen them complain mm-hmm. about Usher.
You can low-key not make it as, you know, niggerish or whatever the case may be if you allow it to be Wayne is the feature, right? And just like Dre did, he brings out his tree. So he mm-hmm. brings out, you know, he brings
you
out
know Drake Nicki. Come and stop
he brings
playing.
Out Drake.
Yeah.
And then, you pay homage to New Orleans by bringing out, you know, Juvie and them, having them have Juvie do, you know, back that thing up. You have them do like a couple joints. But if you add Drake and Nicki, come on, yo.
Come on,
you,
man.
You out of the moon.
But here's how Dre also skated. He brought out Eminem. He got that white side.
And we got Drake. Nick, what are you talking
he
about?
Got Drake
and Nicki. Nicki is
hey. So
we have Drake. We have the community of all nationalities, bro.
Right, yeah. Right.
We have Drake.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Hey. About, bro? Yeah.
So glasses being you were signed to Cash Money, right? At one time.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So you definitely got to weigh in on this. Do you think Toon could headline the Super Bowl? And are you open to the idea of having a No Limit Cash Money shared space? Because Chase, I don't know if you've seen, there was an image, I guess, from the Grammys. They were all in the same place. So I think it's love at this current moment. You know what I mean? I think it was a collaborative photo.
It always has been, but I want to hear glasses go first before I chime in on that.
Okay.
So to be honest, being signed, you know, I grew up in the same era. Like, I watched all that happen. And being signed to Cash Money, this immediately came to my mind was, I'm in the studio with Birdman one night. This is in a Hit Factory in Miami. And he was just telling me how he saw the business transforming, you know what I mean? And where his plans was to take Cash Money. And, you know, he was really giving me the history of where Cash Money came from, like the earliest artists, all that UNLV, all that stuff back in the day. And so he was telling me, he was like, his goal was to go independent. He's like, man, I really want to go independent, you know, like P did and da-da-da-da. And he was just giving so much love to Master P. And this was just me and him. You know what I'm saying? So, I heard stories of where the original situation supposedly, you know, started with Cash Money and No Limit, but that wasn't the energy I got. So, I don't know, you know, I'm not from New Orleans, so I don't really know the depth. But I'll tell you one thing, it didn't sound like it was like a hating thing to me. It seemed like he had a lot of respect for the man. It was just maybe they was competing at business.
It's two differences in styles. It's no different than LA niggas and Compton niggas. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you seen them together and you ain't from there, you'll be like, oh, that's an LA nigga. But he's a Compton nigga if you know them up close. Like, I know mm-hmm. Eric Bellinger. I know Trey. I know Kendrick. I know YG. Like, you like, if you're an outsider, then you'd be like, oh, all them niggas LA niggas. You can tell the difference between an Inglewood nigga and a Compton nigga. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing in New Orleans. Like, they both from uptown, but they hoods is totally different. You know what I mean? And it's never been no beef, but just coming from that era, everybody stood on their own. Even if you look at how they did their music, they didn't use no outside producers. They only kept it within the clique. So it's kind of the way that people are raised up here. You feel me? Like, You from your side of the projects. I'm from my side of the projects. During Mardi Gras, during all this, we're going to see each other. We're also going to have some overlap because we probably going to have cousins and friends, all that different type of shit. But it never really was no beef like that.
And that's what it sounded like to me.
Kicked open the door, but Cash Money was more of a reflection of the city because P was more well-traveled than them niggas. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, even watching a documentary, I was so shocked that Birdman spent time in Canada because he's a New Orleans nigga through and through. Yes, but yes. Master P has a little bit of Bay Area in him, a little bit of Texas in him, because he spent time in those places really hustling. Birdman and them niggas really did everything in the city. So I think the city just has a stronger attachment to them. Because when they came out with the Reebok Soldiers and all that shit, them niggas really looked like us. Like, we really saw them in the streets. P was doing it so big so early, you ain't see that nigga unless he came to the school to holler at kids and shit like that or give back in the community. He was so big already early in the game. So I think there was a gap between them and P just being more of like a business mind in general. I don't even think that. Also, you got to remember this. a lot of people just always look at it as Birdman and Pete, but you got to remember the hidden person, Slim. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of it has to do with the loyalty to Slim as well. Like, they're brothers. So if they're going to fuck with anybody, they're going to fuck with each other. And it ain't no shade to nothing, no limit. Because without no limit, ain't no cash money. Let's just keep it a thousand. You feel me? But without cash money, there's no New Orleans hip hop scene. Because P was repping the Bay. He was fucking with all kind of niggas from BR, all these different
West
places.
West Coast Bad Boys.
Yeah. He was doing all that early. You know what I mean? He was fucking with Bun B and Pimp C and them niggas early. You know what I mean? So ultimately, I think cash money is going to always wear the crown because they really stamped New Orleans hip hop from a global perspective where everybody was fucking with us.
And so to add to that point is like, it didn't seem like it was no hatred there when he said that to me. You know what I mean? So I don't really know if I heard that through people making it up versus what the reality is. The reality is it was a lot of respect for P. So as far as Tone, I mean, Tone is top five all time. You know what I mean? I'm sure he could put together even the cleanest, whitest show. You know what I mean? Like,
Nigga made Prom Queen.
He got a million, bro. Stop playing. Stop playing.
Even just like his lineage.
His biggest song is How to Love, right?
Who?
Isn't his biggest song How to Love?
No, it's probably a Millie, bro.
A Millie
is an anthem for white fans of Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Like, and like, he's right.
Drop the World. I hope he do that because I produced it.
Yeah. But like he's saying, like, with a the lineage, man. Nicki Minaj is in there. Tiger is in that lineage. You know what I mean? Drake is in that lineage. That's at the end. You know, he does have Juvenile, who does have a lot of really important records. There is a Hot Boy or BG record, Bling, that you could do. There is a Hot Boy record you could do. There's a ton of little records that can, you know, Lil Wayne records. But remember, it's not, what is it, 12 minutes?
It's 15.
Yeah, like, I'm sure he can do it. You know what I mean? At the highest level.
Definitely add a snippet, too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, at the highest level.
And they gonna have a band involved. That shit,
bro.
He has. There you go.
He's on huge Swagger. Like, forever, like, bring. Ain't is on huge records with huge. He got a Lollipop remix with Kanye West, bro.
They're not letting that nigga in there.
They're not.
That's what we found out. He definitely wasn't allowed in there.
I don't think that. It's getting too niggery. I think we're finally getting to a point to where black performers are going to be able to get their just due. Cause I feel like for so long, artists are just performing so much and dropping albums. They're not even afforded the chance to even sit down and contemplate like, damn, maybe I should go after the Super Bowl. Like, this is the first period of our life. Lil Wayne has not been dropping music at a sporadic pace. He been rapping consistently since fucking 13 years old, dropping albums. So now to see him in a legacy space, you know, I think it's super, super important that all of these niggas get this shit before it's too late, because they're not going to get that Metallica Kiss moment where they can be up there at 60 years old trying to do the Super Bowl. So Wayne got to get that shit now. He has to get it this year. Simple as that.
But here's the thing.
The NFL is plenty niggery too.
Right, that's but true. here's a lot of niggas.
Niggas betting on the game at the fucking facility.
I don't know. White people come to see niggas that day.
Definitely, and it's a celebration of niggas. Listen, I'm just speaking for the whole totality of the situation and how it's viewed. I personally, Jason Madison, want this shit to be as niggerish as possible. I'd like to get Bun B. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to get all the niggas.
I'm just saying,
I don't have, like, Jay-Z needs to do this shit. All of the not, like, all of the great rappers and great artists in black, and you know what I'm saying, like, music should have a chance to do the Super Bowl, like, because our music is more turned up. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, everybody's, oh, we want to see Taylor Swift, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that shit is...
I'm not mad. Though. It's funny you say Taylor Swift, because I'm not mad at Lil Wayne and Taylor Swift doing the Super Bowl together, because Lil Wayne is going to get shot up out the fucking roof, and we deserve that as well.
Right. But yeah, I think Wayne should
Lil Wayne making a song.
You want to talk about ain't no way somebody doing the Super Bowl. Ain't no way she doing the Super Bowl.
I ain't got enough money. They is way too cheap.
Is Holmes still in charge of the influencing the whole Super Bowl job?
This is the Rock Nation show.
Come on.
By the way, they do not get paid for performing the Super Bowl. You do get an increase. Like, again, Usher received 550%. 550% of his stream revenue jumped out of the roof.
That shit with the niggas, but that is not gonna work with Taylor Swift. Y'all stop playing. Write my check.
Taylor Swift catalog is crazy. You don't think she'll take? She just re-recorded her masters. You don't think
she definitely?
Take that catalog?
She definitely won't.
She ain't doing that shit for free. She ain't fuck with the.
Hey, she gonna do it off a legacy
like,
play.
Be like, I'm white. I know y'all don't think. I know y'all don't think I'm going for this shit. I am white. Yeah, okay, y'all can pull that shit with Usher and Dr. Dre and Snoop and them. I am white.
So
talk to Roger. I am white.
Who's the last white artist to do the Super Bowl since we've been doing it consecutively?
I think it was Maroon 5.
See? Like, Maroon 5 ain't never been Taylor Swift.
You're right.
That's
right.
Real.
They're big, but they're not that big.
Let me look.
Yeah, you gotta look it up. But also, Chase, I think it's good for niggas to be able to be 60 and get this look. Like Dr. Dre was 50 something. So like
I'm with all that, but I'm just speaking about just Lil Wayne specifically.
Right, right.
Like,
agree.
He's the right person. Dr. Dre,
the right person for the right time.
Dr. Dre and Jigga, they age gracefully to get into that moment.
40 fucking years.
Yeah.
40 years.
Wayne has to get that shit now. Wayne has to get it now.
He has a great point. It is going to be really tough. It's going to be really interesting to watch hip hop mature onto stages into their 60s, like U2, like Aerosmith, Van Halen. It's going to be different because the musician point, you know, with all the band and shit, makes it different. So, you know, we really got to see it. I saw Ice-T on stage. It didn't look too bad, but, you know what I mean? I thought he did a good job, but it is going to see how the world kind of takes to hip-hop performing this type of shit at 60-something.
Yes, because we are an energy genre, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And through us, you know, through our performance on the stage, you know what I mean? And the DJ, you know, we're providing the energy. But like Glasses said, with these rock bands, you have instrumentation, you know what I mean? You have show, even just lighting and presentation, how they've been doing their shows for so long. You know, U2 is doing the Sphere right now in Vegas. They are basically who broke that fucking plane open, you know what I mean? For what performances are going to be looking like in the future with technology. And I think in hip hop, we got to start thinking about that shit. You feel me? Like, how are we going to be able to continue to like, because right now we look at the Pusha T's and, you know, these people who are like 40 years heading towards 50 and still doing music. But he's also kind of been in like a good pocket for so long. When we talk about superstars of our genre, a lot of them niggas ain't on the road.
Yeah.
Yep. True. Exactly.
They don't live on the road like Rock do.
They don't.
Right. But it's exactly
to what answer.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say, Jarv, it's exactly what y'all saying though, because we haven't had a template of this is how an older stage show looks that still gives energy. This is how older performance that's still like everybody could rock with once you're in your 50s. Like we haven't seen one that presented it in you know what I'm saying, at the $100 million, $100 billion level yet.
Well, we've seen 50. You know what I mean? We watching Hove and a couple
people.
It's
going to be one of them. Me and Hove are at the top. They're going to age well.
We're seeing people do it in their 50s, right? Right. 60s is kind of a different place. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting. But he's right. Like, it is Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is top five hip-hop artists of all time. Like, you know what I mean? No question. And really, on the level of artists, he's probably one of the 50 greatest artists to ever come, you know, out of America, period, in all genres. So it will make sense for him. Yeah, I know it's been, you know, dark over there at the Super Bowl, but this ain't the time to probably change it. You know, Lil Wayne seems like an easy fit.
That's a sick way to put it.
It's definitely not the time. It's definitely not the time to change it, because prior to this little run we were on, it was Maroon 5, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, Coldplay, Katy Perry, and then we had Bruno Mars breaking up the monotony real quick. They had a nice little run, though. We can get one more.
We can get one more.
New Orleans got to be it, man. That's it. Black, bro.
You can't come to New Orleans and not have it be New Orleans. Now,
they ain't getting Taylor Swift for free. I'm telling Chase Cutter. It's not getting her for free.
So we here on...
Travis Dick ain't that good. That is not happening.
You gotta relax.
It will not be for free. This bitch is fucking. shout out to her. She is an animal of different calibers. She's like a real white woman. You know what I mean? Like, her shit was in Target, nigga. In the front, they made her own end caps at the front of Target. I saw them. They made them. They wasn't like, remember how used to end caps used to be at Best Buys on CDs? They made her end caps at the front register of Target and they was empty. She ain't doing that shit for the people for free. They can't take advantage of her like they do black people in that.
Hey, glasses not rolling. Hey. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for Glasses Malone, for Chasing Cash, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.